How does one facilitate some deals, or what deals should a podcaster look for? You know, like, you know, you told me you closing a few deals. I don't know if you want to talk about it on camera, but if you do, you
we just close a deal with Urban Music Report. So you'll be catching us on catching our podcast, Thugged Out Thursdays, on the Urban Music Report. And it still will be coming out on Thursday. It's going to be all the first season, you know, edited, of course, and of course, commercials and everything. And we're going to start from the beginning over and promote the whole thing back from the top. Hey, and then as we move, then all the new episodes will be, you know, coming out, because we still taping, you know what I'm saying? So we not stop taping. We not stop giving the new and upcoming artists that shine. And, you know, we want to keep this thing going.
Right. But how did you, like, find that deal, or even know to look for
like that? Like I said, it's not, when you need a team.
Okay.
Of course, you can't do it by yourself. Nobody could do it by themselves. And when you have a team, you know, you could bump into people who know people, right? And you know, you could at least get a meeting somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, and not even only that, to be honest with you too, sometimes you do need that to hire, if you had it in your budget, that extra help that's gonna mean something though. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about it has to mean something.
Like, you can't, an agent, just, or something?
Not even an agent, probably maybe a publicist.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, a publicist definitely. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge step, but it has to be, that money has to go into that right place that's gonna make sense for you, and you not waste your money, you know what I'm saying?
So hiring somebody that's gonna solely find deals for you.
Like, of course, definitely. Okay. And if you have like a manager, somebody that know people could be reaching out to, you know, these certain platforms and know how to talk to them and know how to present your material to them, mm-hmm, to where it's gonna be interesting to them and they're gonna wanna bite and, you know.
Yeah.
And take your material. So you have to have somebody with some type of knowledge. You can't just say, yo, I'm going to get my boy that I grew up with, and he don't have no experience in, you know, in that field. You know what, right, I'm saying? Now I see if you do want to hire one of your boys, but they have to be experienced in the field that you are working in the podcast field or the management field or the publicist field, you know, somewhere where they know how to reach out to these people, you know, who make sense.
You know? That you don't have to reach.
Right, definitely. So, okay. You know, it's definitely good to have friends involved, you have to have those, you know, friends that know the business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or at least somebody, a friend that knows somebody that's up there in the business that could bring you that way.
You know? So let me ask you, so how did you begin to monetize your podcast? Because I'm sure you were making money off of it before this deal went through, right?
Right.
Right. So was it solely just off like the YouTube channel or
the ads, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people wanted to promote.
Like sponsorship, like you're wearing somebody's clothing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So, you know, it's definitely a lot of ways to, you know, to generate, you know, other than, you know, you're waiting for some type of big deal. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely good to try to reach out to sponsors or one of these coffee companies. You like drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. Just put your coffee right here while I'm, you know what I'm saying?
And, you sound like you're in the commercial right now. Just put your coffee right here.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like little things like that. Like, you know, we've been blessed to have, you know, a couple, you know, good sponsors. You know what I'm saying? So...
That's dope, man. That's dope. And the fact that you guys thought about that early on, like, we should get some sponsors, do some ads and stuff like that. Right, like, you had the plan to make money out of it, you know, because some people, I was saying before, they just do it just
sometimes
to do
you
it.
You gotta learn in this, and, you know, every day you can learn something new and you can't be afraid to ask somebody else's advice that's already doing it or, you know, that you know that's making it. Ask them. Like I said, the only thing they can say is no. Yeah. It won't hurt to ask, you know what I'm saying? If you don't ask and the communication's not there, then, you know,
right,
you're going to stay the same place you at.
That's a fact. Now, I asked Ching this question. I'm going to ask you now, what's the goal for the podcast, you know, because I asked him if he wanted to do the Nori thing and get the syndication on the bigger platform like Revolt or the Joe Budden thing and do the live show. Well,
like I said,
he said he just wants to do the right thing.
Well, for me, if those platforms came our way, then yeah, we definitely there. But for now, we still grinding, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely trying to build our music empire, you know what I'm saying? Because we got great music. So, you know, either one or the other is going to bring us to that level. Right. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. Well, we're going to have billboards everywhere. I see that, you know, for the future for us, definitely. You know what I'm saying? For Thugged Out Thursday, definitely. Thugged Out Thursdays.
Everywhere. The right there on Sunset.
Definitely, man.
Hell yeah. So Thugged Out Thursdays also has a record label? Is that what it is? Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And you're signing artists? And
yeah, we signing artists. Definitely we signing artists and producers. And like I said, we have a dope catalog of music. And we will be dropping... like I said, two more singles within the next week. We're shooting about six videos. Mm-hmm. And once the first one's done the edit, we're dropping it right away. We're not waiting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We have to start giving the people the visuals of, you know, of the camp because this is, you know, this is the future right here. You know what I'm saying? The platform that we have, I'm trying to have it to where all of these labels that want to blow their artists up, you have to stop at Thugged Out Thursdays.
Right.
To blow that new and upcoming artist up because we're going to be that platform to help, you know, take the artist to that next level.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When you make it on Thugged Out Thursdays, it's like you official.
Right.